Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
That was not hyperbole if you just were listening in the last segment. That's what they're training, the Explorer Scouts, the Yugen, for the last 5-6 years. That's what they're training the police, the military, the lockdown cities, go door to door and face scan people off their driver's license photos and put people that don't submit to the system. If you're on a no-fly list for being a prepper, you're going to go to a forced labor camp. And that's what they've got in the civilian inmate labor camp program. Just type in civilian inmate labor camp program. It's the Army runs it. They've primed it with federal and state prisoners. They've got them all trained. You're going to go to a forced labor camp. Because, see, that's about the governing class and the bankers having real power. You're going to a forced labor camp. You know, George Soros helped hunt down his fellow Jews in Romania and identify them and take their money. And, you know, the globalists here today are saying we're going to have capital controls. I've seen people with a couple silver coins drug out of line, you know, on the airplane at the airport. This is the system. This is what they're doing. This is what they're pushing. And this is what they have planned. And they're setting it up where get everybody used to the checkpoints, and you get there and they say, come in an interrogation room. And then, you know, mom and the kids or whatever are sitting over there on the bench. And they're like, okay, your husband's been taken in. He's being detained. And you're being sent somewhere for observation. So get on that truck. And if you and your kids cry, they're going to taser you and beat your brains out. That's what they signed up for. And you're gone, and your husband's taken off and shot in the back of the head. Or used for medical experiments or whatever the case is. I mean, Jack Bauer gets tough on terrorists. I mean, you know. The Army tortures people's kids in front of them in Abu Ghraib. That came out in the Army report. So that's all meant to come back here. And that's what the system just can't wait to do. So they're going to take your bank account. They're going to take your farm. They're going to take everything you got. And they're going to collapse society, and they're going to implement all this unless we stop them. You see, those of you that work for the system are hearing this, and you know you're training for all this. You know that people are being hired who absolutely love to hurt innocent people, and this is what they're going to do. And the founders gave us the Second Amendment as an emergency backup to protect ourselves. Now, there are a lot of police that realize we are in a tyranny, and they're waking up. But we talk a lot about the police because you're going to be commanded by the federal brown shirts that are going to consist of a TSA stew of malcontents, perverts, and basic robbers who are pleading guilty everywhere. Some of them are stealing $1 million a year out of your bags. Yeah, we got a bunch of footage of people in wheelchairs, and they say on tape, get up. Person goes, I'm a quadriplegic. You can totally tell these people, you know, have just, you know, no muscle structure. And they're like, I can't. I don't walk. I've got tubes in my neck. And they just go, okay, we're gonna beat your bed and, you know, break all your bones. You know, when you've been paralyzed from the neck down like that or from the chest down in the case of the video we're showing, and people throw you on the ground, in that case, that guy broke a whole bunch of bones. And it's like, hey, you can't walk? You're paralyzed? Hey, how about this? Yeah, down with freedom, down with honor, down with all protections of everybody's bank accounts and everybody's future and your children. Now the Constitution is burning up in front of us, and through the holes that have been burned, just soar at all the vicious criminals and control freaks that have just wreaked havoc. Their spirit has wreaked havoc across the ages, and now they're going to get to gut America and Europe, and they're going to take everything. They're going to take all your bank accounts, and they love it if you quit your job and just shut down good. Starve to death. They'll use the hordes of starving people as the excuse to take everything. It's the great reorganization, the great Soviet culling, like the Ukrainians were called, the great orgy of blood and death and murder that Lenin loved so much. His own enforcers would come back, TSA types, and say, we've killed or imprisoned half the town. What do we do now? No one's resisting. Go ahead and kill the other groups. Murder. And they said, what do you want? And he said, I want more blood. 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 Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com. The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-939-8955. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we've got investigative journalist and author Pat Shannon joining us here in a moment. We're going to talk about his new book that we sell, by the way, that's amazing. Everything They Ever Told Me Was a Lie. Written and researched by Pat Shannon, available at InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to be going over his book, but also current events with Pat Shannon. PatShannon.net is his website. Going to him in a moment. But listen, I'm not joking about the government wanting to round people up and put us in FEMA camps. It's called the Emergency Centers Establishment Act. It's called the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program. And it's all these different executive orders about seizure of the population into work brigades. Just type in executive orders for forced labor, and you'll be at Library of Congress. And it's been reissued by every president in the last 30 years or so, so there'll be a bunch of different ones. But go pull them up. And all over the country now, they've got federally funded checkpoints where they even face scan you with similar systems they had in Fallujah. And then drag you off. And in the future, it's going to be a no buy, no fly, no gun own, no work, no travel. They've said this. You're not going to have a job. You're not going to travel. You're not going to buy food. You notice all over they're putting signs up saying we don't accept large bills now. They're trying to tell me at stores they won't take 20s now. So they're just phasing it out. They're tearing up $100 bills at Walmart that are real. They're arresting people that have $100 bills. They're arresting people that have silver and show it to someone at the park. Everything's criminal now, except being criminal. Then you're, this is, tyranny is when criminals take over. And sure, society collapses. They don't care about that. So I want to get Pat Shannon's take on this, but here are some of these articles. Wall Street Journal reports legal families with post tax money. People have post tax money, and they are not allowed to leave with it out of the United States. They're not letting citizens leave to Costa Rica. They're not letting them leave to Switzerland. And that's in the Wall Street Journal. They say you can leave, your money stays here. And by the way, there's not even a law. They're just saying it. There's no law. The UN runs our country, but Obama says they do to Congress. There's no law saying he can shut down coal power plants. They just do it. It's called government does whatever it wants. Mitt Romney hardly pays any taxes. The big mega corporations themselves on average pay zero. Most of them pay nothing. But Google pays 3.4% a year. But the average American making over $100,000 a year pays almost 40% to the Federal Reserve. Then there's the dozens of other taxes. So here's that report. And we've got a video. Truck driver stands up to unconstitutional checkpoint. Americans are reasserting their Fourth Amendment. They now have Border Patrol checkpoints 100 miles in from any border or coastline. Well, most of the population lives on coastlines. And I've seen it. They let illegal aliens just drive through unfettered, give them bank accounts. They're all left alone. Homeland Security announced months ago, we already knew, they don't take in illegal aliens now. In fact, they hire them in Homeland Security to do contracts. And people comment in this video, they go, I thought you people want to stop the illegals. The checkpoints, as Ron Paul said, are for the American people. Okay? But the really scary thing is this Lou Rockwell story, why you need a passport now. And it goes over and has links to mainstream news where they now say they have the right, outside of law, it says there's no law, to just deny you a passport. And if you sue them, they give you a long form basically saying, who was your doctor? What was the nurse's name? And hundreds of questions no one can answer. And then they'll just say they're improper and refuse them. So this is the new system. And nothing to do with the illegals. They're just allowed in. They do a few arrests for public consumption. And again, no fly list strands man on island in Hawaii. We had him on twice last week. Hawaii is a paradise for most visitors, but it was Wade Hicks Jr.'s prison for 5 days, and he only got out because of media attention here on the show. The 34-year-old Gulfport, Mississippi, was stranded in the islands this week after being told he was on the FBI's no-fly list during a layover for a military flight from California to Japan. The episode left Hicks scrambling to figure out how he'd get home from Hawaii without being able to fly. Then he was abruptly removed from the list Thursday with no explanation. Well, we had him and another fellow on, too. This happened to a lot of people. It has raised questions on how he landed on the list. Hicks said he was traveling to visit his wife, a U.S. Navy lieutenant who deployed to Japan. He hitched a ride in a military flight and is common for military dependents who are allowed to fly on scheduled routes when there is room. Hicks said that during the layover at the Pearl Harbor base, Immigration Customs Force and agent told him he was on a no-fly list, wouldn't be allowed to deplane. Of course, they don't want to tell you it was over the fact that he was told that he was a prepper and that they were reading. You know, they go and look up now what you do on the Internet. And they got records of you flying constantly, no criminal record. They don't care. They grab your laptops now and download them. Cops all over the country now grab your cell phone and download stuff without warrants. Courts say they can. Courts say they can taser you to make you answer questions in a hospital bed. They now throw people out of wheelchairs that are quadriplegics. And the courts say, that's good. You should have minded the order. If you're having a convulsion, don't mind the order to stop having the convulsion. I'm not joking. They taser you. If the teacher uploads a picture of her breasts in front of the class, they suspend the class. And they say, well, the rule says you can't see pornography. The teacher's fine. People are like, well, that makes no sense. It's meant to overturn reason. Why do they in the military give you sleep deprivation for 8 weeks and make you sing silly songs and do silly things? It's to see if you'll do what you're told. This is my rifle. This is my gun. This is for fighting. This is for fun. The Marines, at least back in the 60s, I saw a documentary about Stanley Kubrick doing research. They made them march around grabbing their genitals. Why? Because it's you're going to do it, or I'm going to stomp your guts out. That's why. The editor of Breitbart says, I don't want to be taken behind closed doors. And they say, well, you are. And they drag her back there to grab her genitals. On video, you see the door close, and the TSA people are smiling. These are weirdos that like this. A normal person doesn't like to get in the face of somebody that deserves to be gotten in the face because it's embarrassing. It's weird when you're powerful to exercise power over people. But those that don't have power crave it. All right, continuing. It's time for us that are good to get angry and rout these people. Here's Fox News. Oh, the IRS, you're not going anywhere. We'll get Lou Rockwell on about 15 after. We're going to hold a pad over about 10 minutes. I just had to cover this because it's so important. And it says, well, they couldn't get it passed in Congress, so now they're just saying you're going to be put on a no-fly list if the IRS says, one of their bureaucrats, that they think you may not have paid everything. That means if they send you a letter saying they believe you've underpaid the private Federal Reserve, that you're not going to fly. No judge, no jury, just like Rahm Emanuel said. You are on a no-fly list that they put you on extrajudicially, over 2 million Americans on it. Senate report just came out and admitted it. Totally innocent, not one terrorist caught because they run the terrorist. That was 2 weeks ago, Senate report, confirming what we've been saying for years. Government admits they put out fake terror alerts. Governor Ridge admitted that. They're staging it all. They run Al-Qaeda overseas. And they sit there and they say, you're not going to own a gun now. We're going to not just let you buy guns now. We're going to SWAT team you in the middle of the night, even though you have no criminal record, because we put you on the list at the Threat Fusion Center. And here comes the SWAT team rolling down your door. And oopsie, they're going to gun you down in the future. And a gun gets dropped, just like the troops are trained to do in Iraq. They carry a few extra AK-47s in the tank or the APC. This is on record. And they kill 20, 30 Hajis. Just throw a gun down. What they call them. And they come back here, they become cops. And they kill their wives and kids. It's not even a big deal now. Just like, oh, yeah, that's just what happens. This is the new system. But then the rest of the veterans who held it together and were moral, well, you're all going to lose your rights, too, unless you join the New World Order. Then you can keep your guns. This is the hell system. And I've studied Nazi Germany, Soviet Russia, and every other tyranny. The old Roman system, when it started collapsing, wouldn't let Romans get out with their money. These are called capital controls, and they're coming. Legal. I remember talking to some members of John Wayne's family. John Wayne used to love to go camp and stay out in the county right next to Hayes County. I won't even say where. And that whole area out there. And they had some family property and some houses on some creeks. And I had a chance to talk to some of John Wayne's family, you know, direct, you know, child. And they said, this was like 4 years ago. They go, you got about 2 years to get out of the country if you've got any money. And I'm like, well, I don't really have that problem then. And they said, because they're not going to let you get out. And I said, well, how do you know that? And they said, we've been told by billionaires and others. And I went and looked it up. Well, it's here now. You got $1 million that's yours. You aren't leaving with it. You're not going anywhere, scum. You're staying here. You understand filth? That's what they're telling you. Wall Street Journal today. You want to get out of this country where they torture and secretly arrest everybody and run Al-Qaeda? You, see, that's the thing. You're not going to run from this new world order, ladies and gentlemen. You got to stand and fight it. But these are tyrants. Pat Shannon, we're about to go to break, but just briefly, I'll introduce you after the break. You've been talking about this forever, but what do you make of what I'm breaking down?
Well, I just called on the bank. See if I had a balance there, Alex.
No, but I mean, you've studied history. Is this not what all authoritarian regimes do?
Oh, yeah. I would hope to think that it's still some ways off, but we know the FEMA camps are going on. We know the troops are gathering around the border. So, yeah, who's to say you're wrong? I mean, we just can't know how imminent it is.
Well, I don't think it's going to even be imminent. It's just going to be slow motion. Where'd Bob go? Oh, he got taken away for questioning terrorists. And you better not question or you're going to be a terrorist. They're already getting it where they're saying we're not going to work or have a job unless they say it's okay.
Yeah, well, you can't even, almost anything is an excuse to put one in jail today. Almost any minor offense. And that's not even an offense in many cases. And, of course, the FBI is great at creating crimes. We just saw another one last week in New York at the Fed building.
Let's talk about that when we come back. Pat Shannon is an investigative journalist covering false flag events ranging from assassination of Lincoln to events of September 11th. He's the author of several books. The newest, available at InfoWars.com. Everything they ever told me was a lie. By the way, the money bomb, huge success. We're going to be able to get the satellite uplinks and file sharing software. You're going to start seeing the show pop up on more and more cable and TV systems worldwide. Thanks to everybody supporting us. We raised right up close to $500,000, which is the most we've ever raised. Thank you so much. God bless you, InfoWarriors. The once-a-year event's been a big success.
What's going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? Round-trip airfares into 9 major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice, fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same?
We have a diabolical government. Pat Shannon, you've been fighting the globalists for, I don't know, more than 2 decades. I remember when I was first getting woken up, I was reading stuff you were writing in Media Bypass and other places. But now so much of it's come true. You know, back then they said it was a terrorism, basically, if you said there was a world government that was going to be set up by banks. Now it's like you're a terrorist if you don't love the world government. being set up by banks. Pat Shannon, on your radar screen, what is front and center? There's so much to talk about. I mean, I guess the Federal Reserve, they're victims now. I predicted they would foil false flags against it, and as usual, it's coming out that it's Patsyville.
Well, yeah, well, the incident last week was so obvious, and especially when the FBI has such a reputation for this. You know, in fact, it was one of their federal government antics that brought you and me together the first time with the Oklahoma City bombing back in 95.
That's right.
But what happened last week, Judge Napolitano, I don't know if you caught it, but he said that's the 18th time, the 18th time since 2001, 911, that this has happened. And now those are just the ones that were exposed, my friend.
I mean, you know they're staging stuff when even the New York Times and Washington Post admit it. Break down how they set up these useful idiots.
Well, I think mentioning the New York Times back in 93, I think it's October 27th or 8th issue, they actually tell the whole story about the alleged terrorist, Salem was his last name, spelled like Salem, and how he actually stung the FBI when he offered to bring them some white powder that was, you know, subtle, non-explosive. And they said they insisted, and he taped them on the telephone. They insisted that, no, he used the real explosives. So he did a reverse sting on the FBI, and it really was laughable to those of us who were tuned in.
Yeah, he was the handler of the low-grade morons they chose. They made him cook the bomb, train the driver, use real detonators. He figured out, because he'd worked for the CIA, that they were setting him up, so he recorded them. And then did a press conference the day after the attack saying, look, I'm not involved. So instead of them being able to set him up as the mastermind, they had to pay him off.
Correct. And with egg all over their faces.
But they just do it over and over again. It turns out they got this guy into the country again and insisted he get a visa. But meanwhile, if you're a constitutionalist, they're putting you on a no-fly list.
Yeah, that is... It's so much powerful control over we the people. And I've said it for a long time. It's a long chapter. The first chapter in my book, it's going to be the first chapter in volume two as well, and that's what's hiding in plain sight is the power of legal tender. Once they stole the lawful money from us, the circulating gold and silver coin, and began to counterfeit not only paper, but the slug coins since 1965, then they can do anything. As you well know, Rothschild said, give me the control of a nation's money supply, and I don't care who makes its laws.
You're right. This is a short segment. A long segment's coming up. I don't do pre-interviews normally. Pat, there's so much to talk about. What do you want to get to when we come back? I mean, there's just so much.
Well, the assassinations and the news media cover-up section, large section of my book, is I covered very, very well-known cases, you know, the attempt on Reagan, JFK. But what I have done here in everything they ever told me was a lie was point out the fallacies in the government's official stories, but also little details that are major details that were never reported. And everyone who reads my book says, holy smokes, I didn't know that was going on in that case. And so I'll point out some of them to you in the next segment.
We'll do that. What do you make of Building 7 on 9/11 where there's video where they say, get back, we're blowing it up, and the news goes, the building has fallen on its own footprint. Oh, it's still up there. It's coming down in a minute. I mean, it's just so obvious.
That was the BBC lady, yeah. But once again, egg all over their faces. I believe, as so many rumors are circulating, but the only one that makes sense to me, you know, without proof, I believe that was the brains of the operation in Giuliani's office and the whole CIA equipment, and I think that's why they had to bring it down.
Well, I want to ask the CIA and FBI and all these guys something. I mean, you guys know the government's bringing in the drugs. You guys know the government's behind white slavery, little kids. Do you really want to be signed on to this? I mean, come on. It's out in the open now. The government's evil. And you're destroying your own future. I mean, I just don't get it. I mean, the type of tyranny they're bringing in, Pat Shannon, is so hot. This is not just some corruption they're going to get away with. This thing is all or nothing.
Once again, the power of legal tender. You see, those guys have got six-figure incomes now, Alex, plus great retirements. That's an easy way to sway a guy to not so much come out and blatantly lie, but just tell little white lies and ignore the real facts.
So they got the guys wearing white hats that just go along with the evil with brigades of black hat operatives within every agency.
Yeah, and you know what? The right hand doesn't know what the left hand's doing. I discovered that in Oklahoma City bombing.
Exactly. That's why we found out the feds did it. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is the question of a man's libido, especially if you're a man over 40. Sure, boosting free testosterone helps, but research shows boosting both free testosterone and nitric oxide in a man's body will take your experience to a whole new level. Introducing T-Gen with NitroBoost, with ingredients clinically shown to safely and naturally raise free testosterone levels, while at the same time boosting nitric oxide and blood flow when and where it counts. And if you call today, you can try T-Gen with NitroBoost for only half price. That's right, I said half price. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. Sky High Libido. Better performance for 50% off. And even this crazy offer comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee. But you must call now. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Monday, the 22nd day of October, 2012. I know we have a lot of fans out there of Pat Shannon. We'll take a few calls before he leaves us. The toll-free number to join us on air on any issue you'd like to raise with Pat Shannon, and our guest, is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. PatShannon.net is his website. We're going back to him in a moment. Getting into some of the areas that his book, Everything They Ever Told Me Was a Lie, breaks down. It's an excellent book. Very easy read, but also thick. Lots of chapters, lots of documents, lots of photos. This is great to give somebody who is somewhat awake, but not all the way awake, or somebody who's totally asleep. This will blow their mind. Again, I just keep thanking everybody. Amazing job, all the listeners. This was the fifth annual pledge drive. We've always done one day out of the year in the last 5 years. We've never raised more than $500,000, and it's a lot of small donations. We want to thank everybody. I went to Barton Springs to swim some laps Saturday after the 48-hour broadcast because I had such a headache. I thought that would get rid of my headache, and by the way, it did. And I ran to one of the lifeguards who bought a ProPure water filter discounted at InfoWarsStore.com as part of the money bomb. And it just was humbling to, you know, actually run into somebody who donated. Plus, they got a great water filter at discounted prices. Win-win. So if you go to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, you can see some of the top featured interviews we did with so many amazing people like Gerald Celente and George Norrie and many, many others. Joel Skousen, David Icke. It is all up there. Max Kaiser at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. We also, it was 48 hours. We ended up going about 46 hours. James Wesley Rawls, very powerful interview we did as well. And then there's a link to all the interviews, 40-plus hours of them, up there at InfoWars.com. You can link through to our official YouTube channel, and it's all archived in higher-res quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. So, again, this is in Let Us Get the Uplinks. Now I've just got to decide which ones to get to hit different parts of the world, to budget that out, the different file-sharing systems to get on local TV stations around the country, because most TV picks you up off of these big file-sharing systems. They're very expensive to subscribe to. So, I mean, it is a loss leader to get the word out. But it will expand the audience so we can have a few sponsors. And we're kind of a hybrid for TV where we don't have, you know, zero ads, but we have, you know, some ads. And so I'm having to codify all that after a few years beta testing, and we are just rushing forward. 5 years ago, we would reach about 3 million people a week. Now it's 15 million a week. Just amazing. So, again, all of you, great job. You're not behind us. You're right beside us. In this fight. And 100% of the money from the money bomb will go towards the infrastructure and equipment and the satellite uplinks. So, again, thank you so much. And you've seen the expansion we've done with the last four. It's just given us that extra, you know, money to really, well, plant seeds. Preachers call it seed money. Well, that's what it is. Okay, let's go ahead and go back to Pat Shannon. Pat, again, you got the floor. Take it away with this page-turner book, Everything They Ever Told Me Was a Lie. Let's just run through some of it. Reagan's an interesting one, but you're also talking about the money power. Go ahead.
Before I do, let me say to your audience that I recently uncovered your interview of maybe 4 or 5 years ago, that 90-minute interview with Aaron Russo. And speaking of people who are half asleep or half awake, that is about the greatest thing anyone could ever look at. I want to commend you. Aaron and I were friends. I shot pool with him and his boys in his basement in his Beverly Hills home back in the 80s. He and I went way back. But that guy, I watched him grow. I watched him grow in truth. And I just want to tell your audience to tune in. It costs nothing. Just pull it up on Prison Planet TV and have a look at it. It's dynamite.
Yeah, it's up there in high res on PrisonPlanet.tv, but it's called Reflections and Warnings. It's almost 2 hours long, and I went down there, and his wife was really sweet because he could barely walk at the time and was in excruciating pain and had been fighting cancer for like 4 years at the time. He ended up living another year, or not quite a year. And, I mean, that guy was just unbelievably tough. I don't want to get into all of it, but he sat there, you know, at the table for 2 hours being interviewed by me. And was just, you know, in excruciating pain the whole time. And the point is, he was a great guy, and I think that's why that interview is so good. And there's a little clip at the restaurant. I'll never forget the last time I saw him personally. You know, we went to a restaurant, and he got out, the car pulled up, he got in it, and he gave me a hug. And I could tell, by the way, he was acting, he knew he was going to be going over the mountain. But absolutely pretty powerful. In fact, speak some more about Aaron Russo if you'd like.
Well, Aaron and I first met back in the late 80s when Tupper Sausage was on the lam and traveling under a false name, and I was his Tupper's window to society back then, and ended up going to dinner with this man. I didn't know anything about Aaron's reputation and movie making, and I learned all about it that evening. Also, a little known fact is that he was longtime live-in with a movie star that everyone would know, and I probably shouldn't mention this on the two, but most people, if they knew Aaron's history at all, would know whom I'm talking about.
It's not a secret, Bette Midler. And then on top of that, he was also the guy that originally got Led Zeppelin over here. So, yeah. Yep.
Well, what I was going to tell was a secret, but now I can't. But anyhow, yeah, he took Bette to Hollywood, and they later split up for some reason.
No, I don't think that's a secret, bro. I think that was even like in his obituary. I mean, I guess it wasn't widely known, but the internet now, everything's widely known. No, I mean, he produced the big play that got her into stuff. Yeah, he also invented a lot of other stuff. Very interesting fellow. Certainly an evil person that built it. What did you make of? Obama saying you didn't build that and talking down entrepreneurs? That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, the best retort, and I'm not fond of any of these candidates this season, never am. But if you haven't seen the talk that Mitt Romney did last Thursday night at that Al Smith dinner, you must pull it up. It's one of the best political speeches, comedy things. I mean, he has some terrific comedy writers. And if you haven't seen that speech, you gotta pull it up and listen to it. It's dynamite. It's a rib rocker. You asked me about the book, and we're talking about the FBI and all. And more over the years, I've grown to see how my suspicions and yours and many others in the past have come to be true with the way that the government frames people, even, you know, goes right into the courts. And FBI agents lying under oath, I saw covering so many federal trials over the years, I saw that over and over. But, you know, proving it is something else, and very few people would have the facts of not being an investigative reporter.
Well, it's now been proven in this case out of Round Rock in Georgetown, where they where the kids said, hey, daddy wasn't home, another man killed mommy, and they had the DNA and, you know, evidence and all sorts of stuff, and knowingly sent the guy to prison for fun. And you read about stuff like that. It'd be one thing to set up a five-time ex-con or something. That'd be immoral and wrong. But when they send innocent family men, business owners with no criminal record to jail and know they're innocent, I mean, it's just crazy. It's downright evil.
It is. And I, in the section on who killed Robert Kennedy, in my book, I point that out, that Herbert McDonald was a director of a laboratory of forensic science. And he was quoted saying that the revolver taken from Sirhan, considering all the physical factors, could not have been the one that fired the projectile removed from Bobby Kennedy. Well, we come on down to the trial, Alex, and here they have their high-ranking criminologist. This is, by the way, on page 224, sits on the witness stand and under oath says that the serial number of the .22 revolver that killed Kennedy was H. 18602, and yet the recorded number of the weapon carried by Sirhan was H53725. And I asked four separate criminal attorneys, defense attorneys, I said, is there any way that could have gotten by a defense counsel? He said, no way. All of them said, to a degree, no way. We would have had the numbers in front of us on the table, and it was just a phony charade. And so what I'm saying, Alex, is this high-powered attorney, Grant Cooper, in California at the time, had to have been paid off to lose the case. And even Sirhan tried to fire him, and then the judge wouldn't let him. So the whole thing was controlled from the beginning.
You're right. And that case I mentioned earlier was the Michael Morton case, where, again, they were just all in on sending the innocent guy to jail, and over the decades knew it, and just you know, reportedly didn't even care. Former prosecutor Ken Anderson faces charges. That's now coming out. And it's just so, well, Williamson County, north of us, is really a wicked place, because you got all these Bible Belt folks that are real naive, and you've got a really sinister, one of the most sinister group of police forces up there and prosecutors I've ever seen. You know, it's strange how one county cannot be corrupt and the next county can be corrupt. It just seems like the more naive the population, a lot of times, the more Bible Belty they are, for a strange reason, the more evil it can get, because people are so naive. Have you seen that? Yeah.
And trusting of government. Monroe County, Tennessee, it's going on right now. You may remember reading over the past couple of years, I did a few articles on Lieutenant Commander Walt Fitzpatrick, who tried to go after Obama on the on the phony birth thing like 3 years ago. One thing led to another. He discovered all kinds of grand jury discrepancies. The foreman of the grand jury had been sitting there for over 20 years, and yet the Tennessee law says they can't sit more than 1 year. The people that have gone down, like in that case in Monroe County, Darren Huff was gone to federal prison for 4 years for a crime that was never even happened. And I covered that trial up in Knoxville. It's just one more false prosecution because they were able to nail him on a gun charge that was made up. And here he was licensed, but it goes
well, that's
on.
Not
and on.
The Davidians. They were found not guilty of murder, but found guilty using guns in the commission of murder. And even when the Supreme Court, after they've been in jail, what, like 7 years, as I went and covered it, said release them, the federal prison didn't. I mean, it's just lawlessness. And the more innocent you are, the more they want to throw you in prison. And you know, that's coming out with the DNA and all this. It's really weird.
Yeah, well, Leonard Peltier, you know, that goes back to the Wounded Knee you mentioned earlier. Those two FBI agents who died, there was never any proof that Leonard did it. He was a convenient patsy.
Amazing. They just grab whoever they want, I guess, to get a collar or whatever.
Yeah. I'm working on this, still working on this West Memphis story of Jerry and Joe Kane. That begins to stink more and more with the situation where I have a copy of the autopsies. And these guys were shot with automatic weapons, Alex.
Well, break down that story for those that may not know. Recap that.
Well, they were traveling from Las Vegas back home to Florida on I-40 coming in to West Memphis from Little Rock. And the official story says that they were pulled off in a traffic stop. And the son, Joe Kane, was 16 and Jerry was 46 or so.
Explain who they were and why this is important.
Well, they were exposing the money situation, and they were doing seminars around the country on the fraud and the Fed, and that's hallowed ground that you and I must not step on, yet we do it all the time. And so Jerry Kane, the father, was driving and allegedly was pulled over on a traffic stop. However, when the son jumps out, and they show a video, but not till 48 days later, of the son doing shooting and killing his cops, he's got AR-15 or AK-47, but it's semi-automatic. And so that's my point here. And then I'm imagining if you had killed a couple of cops, would you hang around a town like West Memphis, Arkansas, for the next 90 minutes? I wouldn't. And yet, one exit down, 90 minutes later, Jerry and Joe Kane were surrounded and shot up and killed in a Walmart parking lot, only one exit from this other one, where the cops were killed. Anyway, it's far too difficult and complex to go in on this short time we have left, but what it boils down to is those men were killed with automatic weapons, and I don't know who did it, but I the angle, the ballistics, everything showed it could not have been Joe Kane from the video that they trumped up and showed us some 48 days later. So, but once again, these are the sorts of things. That story, by the way, will be in volume two of everything they told me was a lie.
Let's look at Oklahoma City. They're now talking about domestic groups are going to strike. Homeland Security is not for Al-Qaeda. It's for the American people. We knew that was always where this was headed. I mean, Oklahoma City, in the 2 minutes we've got before we go to break, what do listeners need to know about that event?
Well, most people don't remember the basics because, once again, we're talking about 17 years ago. But the basics were, as General Parton, and I always said, if the FBI and the courts really wanted the truth on what had happened at Oklahoma City with the blast, then they would have called General Parton to the stand, who showed that the charges were inside the building. He showed which columns they were at, and he first spotted this sitting in his home in Virginia, looking at nothing more than Time and Newsweek magazine, looking at the pictures. And he tells his wife, "Baloney, this no truck bomb did this." And so General Parton came to Oklahoma, and we met him, and he began to look at the fire department's hundreds of other pictures and found at least four spots where the charges were set inside the building and strategically right above the nursery. That's so it was designed to murder children. And because they found out that what they had pulled in New York back in 1993 just did not seem to strum the heartstrings of America the way they wanted to. So they had to kill some innocent children. And this is, you know, this is the hardest thing, as you mentioned, for Christian America to understand and believe that what these dogs will stoop to.
But we know the government admits to tens of thousands of people exposed to sarin, nerve gas, radiation, you name it. When they admit to, in the Department of Energy, killing thousands of foster children in radiation experiments and shooting black men up with syphilis. I mean, everybody knows about that stuff. So, what, you'll fry little kids to death, but you won't blow them up at the Alfred P. Murrah building to get control? I mean, it's a no-brainer.
That's right. It's very obvious. So, anyway, the Oklahoma City thing was an atrocity. I've spent more time out there, as much as any reporter, I guess, on the case, and you know, interviewed people who were actual victims, as well as investigators. Hoppy Heidelberg became one of my closest friends over the last decade.
He just died this year. So did Russell Means. We're going to come right back with Pat Shannon. Your phone calls, everything they ever told me was a lie. Then we're going to ask Pat where he sees America going. Are we waking people up, or are we starting to win, or are we just waking up to the fact we're total slaves run by psycho killers? And, you know, how bad will it get? I mean, I guess the sky's the limit. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
We're going to take some calls right now for Pat Shannon. And then we've got Lou Rockwell coming up at LouRockwell.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. The new book is Everything They Ever Told Him Was a Lie. And, you know, here's the problem. When we just get to the point now where, okay, the government's corrupt, they can do whatever they want, and then everyone's intimidated by government, and government is now in a stance of, we're intimidating you, society starts to collapse. I want to go to some phone calls for Pat Shannon, but Pat, do you think things are getting better wake-up-wise? Are they getting worse? Where do you see things going?
Well, I've uncovered a quote since I finished that book that I'm going to use in the opening of my prologue of the new one. And this is from William Casey. You remember William Casey from the Reagan administration?
CIA director.
Correct. He was Reagan's first. And this is quoted from CIA director William Casey's first staff meeting in 1981, where he said, "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false." Now, so to answer your question, when there's their whole goal the last 30 years laid out, and I think they're succeeding, and we seem to have arrived, Alex. The world's upside down. I mean, look at the
well, and they say we've got to take your rights because of Al-Qaeda, while they publicly fund Al-Qaeda overseas, and they have crazy weirdos who take an eight-hour class who grab our wives and drag them away to private rape rooms, and the Army new manual says re-education camps. They don't even use a term like, you know, centers to inform and change radicalization or something. No, it's like, we're going to put you in a re-education camp. I mean, it's just like, man, you really are criminals. I mean, it's scary.
Yeah, the lobbyists that have, you know, are the foreign interlopers in destroying our republic. Look at the AMA doctors and Medicare and Big Pharma. They've destroyed medicine.
Look at the UN is going to be here overseeing the election, but not the electronic voting machines. They're going to be there to make sure there can be low-level election fraud and you know, retail vote stealing.
Yeah, I've been screaming about electronic vote fraud since 07. And still, most people on the street don't even know what goes on. Well, you and I watched what happened in the primaries, how they shut out Ron Paul with the electronic vote. Here he's drawing thousands to where Romney's drawing hundreds in his crowds, and we don't even know it.
Unbelievable. Pat Shannon's our guest. Chris in Kentucky, you're on the air with Pat Shannon.
Yes, Alex, thanks for taking my call. Just on the Oklahoma City issue, I'm going to get the Noble Lie DVD for those who don't know about Oklahoma City or are not old enough. It's very important to see that because I didn't realize that.
Hey, Chris, you've been calling for like 10 years. You haven't gotten through in a long time.
No, I haven't. This is the first time I've gotten through since a long time. Yeah, I've been working a lot, slaving for the New World Order. What do you expect? So?
Well, you better not try to take your after-tax money to Switzerland or anywhere else.
No,
this isn't America, boy.
No, it's freedom. It's great for America to be this way. It's just fantastic. Oh, by the way, here we had a news item here. They're going to get these new federally funded patrol boats on the Ohio River for the next events of the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, yeah. They're even going to put them in lakes now with machine guns, just big armored patrol boats harassing you and your family. And you know somebody isn't going to comply. They're going to have to open up with them and kill the whole family, but that's good.
Again,
they got to teach us they're the military, we're the enemy. Military kills people, breaks things. We're now occupied, we're the enemy, they're the big men. Argh.
Exactly, and the TSA machines may go into the Kentucky Derby, Churchill Downs. Well, that's coming. I know it's coming. All the security, improved security, they talk about it year after year. This is what it is. This is what's coming down.
Well, I've seen the Army with sidearms running around arresting people at Kentucky Derby. But that means North Korea's got troops on the streets. I mean, North Korea is the example of freedom. And if you're not for North Korea, you're not pro-America. But we should replace our flag, Pat Shannon, with the North Korean flag. What do you think?
Well, I figure they're flying the flag of the insurrectionists anyway. I live in the deep south, brother.
You're so evil. We'll be right back for more calls.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.